Mira found Trey sitting happily in the strawberry patch, covered in juice and berry pippins. She hoisted him up as he continued stuffing his mouth.
What were you told about coming outside on your own, you rascal?
Trey grinned and popped a strawberry in the otter maid's mouth.
Saved a big one for you, Miura. I know on my own. Bad your mum say Trey could pick strawberries.
Mira hid a smile, glad that the little fellow was safe.
Oh, did she now? Well, I'll have a word or two with Lady Kregger. Just look at the mess of you. Don't wipe your face on that dirty smock. Use your kerchief, you mucky mouse.
Trey pulled out a strip of green home-woven fabric and began scrubbing at his juice-stained mouth. Mira took it from him. It smelled of lilacs, and the word Kittergall was written on it in the same unmistakable capitals.
Where did you get this? Tell me, Trey.
The mouse babe wrinkled his brow and whispered furtively.
That cloth was hid in his strawberry leaves. I finded it.
Matching his secretive manner, Mira whispered back.
Very clever of you, Trey. Did you see who put it there?
Pulling a large fat strawberry out of his smock sleeve, Trey put his nose up against Mira's and explained, as if she was the dibbin and not him.
Fry Bob and Forlorn not let Trey eat her strawberries in the kitchen. Say, no, no, they for making her flans with. So Trey comes out in a strawberry patch to look for strawberries. Not look for cloths. Oh, no, cloths just in the leaves all hided. I know, see you put it there.
He shoved the big strawberry into his mouth and refused to talk further. Mira carried Trey inside, her mind in a turmoil. Who could have placed the green cloth in the orchard, and why had they chosen that spot? Passing through the dining room on her way to the kitchen, she saw Kregger sitting alone in a corner.
Kregger, can I ask you something?
The badger mum yawned.
Won't let me take my nap outside or inside. Yes, Mira, yes, you may ask me something. What is it, O curious one?
Besides Trey, did you notice any other creature go into the orchard while you were sitting in the barrow? Think hard. It's important.
Kregger gave the impression she was thinking hard, then answered.
Yes, there was one other red waller entered the orchard.
Mira clasped the badger's paw urgently.
Who?
You.
Valak Bobeast centred his shaft on the figure striding the north battlements and let fly. Aoife watched as the red waller fell back onto the parapet.
Good shooting. You got it. Wasn't it the squirrel who slung stones at us yesterday?
Valak fixed another shaft to his bowstring.
She won't be throwing no more stones. I think I dropped her good, but I'm not certain. Right, let's get their attention.
He sighted on the bell tower's top arched window, where the two bells could be seen, and gritted his teeth as he pulled the big bow to its full stretch.
Sitting target. Can't miss. This'll wake him up.
The arrow hissed off upward. It struck one bell, bouncing off the metal and causing a sharp clang. Another arrow followed swiftly, striking the other bell.